Philippians chapter 4, we'll look at verses 8 through 13. If you would, just follow along as I read. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye have also careful, but ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned, in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. That last verse, verse 13, is our text verse this morning. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. I'm going to speak on the subject of strength for each day. Strength for each day. And let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we ask that you'd be with us. Lord, please help us. Lord, please help us to give us the strength that we need for each day, we ask. Lord, please help us to, Lord, as we look at where we can get that strength, help us to turn there and to get it from you, we ask. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Strength for each day. And we've surely faced challenging times in 2020. As we know, it's not even over yet. And I believe if you believe what you hear, after the election, it might not smooth out for a while, even after the election. So, but with the COVID and it seems how they say it spikes and it comes back down and then it spikes. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, this is our third spike. But all that came along with that, and we've had some challenging times in 2020. But the thing is, those of us that are saved, we have a place that we can get strength for each day. You know, as it's been said, the Christian life isn't a life of ease. It's not just sunshine and roses, but we have a place where we can go to get the strength and the help that we need through those hard times. And we should, even in the good times, we need to go there. But especially when we're faced with the hard times and the challenges that we've been facing this month, this year. Well, there's been some this month too. just pick one. Like I mentioned, They were trying to scare us, saying there wasn't enough pepperoni to go around. And it's like, look out, that's getting pretty close to a bratwurst, and then that's crisis. But the fact is, there is a place where we can go to get the strength that we need as Christians. And we're going to look at a few of those places we can go, and we see first strength through prayer to God. We can get strength through prayer to God. Matthew 21, verse 22 says, And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. I believe that far too many of us, we don't have the strength that we need simply because we don't ask. It's available to us. We just don't even ask. We don't bother asking for it. I was thinking of, maybe you've said it, or maybe one of your friends or relatives has said it. Maybe you've gone to them and said, you know what, I need a favor. Maybe you've said it carefully, cautiously, anything, just ask. And I think we know there are those that we can say that to, and then there are those that you don't dare say that to, because they'll be borrowing you know, everything. And but the thing is, you know, but maybe you have a close friend. You'll say, you know what? If they have they have a need, you say anything. Just ask. All you got to do is ask. I'm there for you. And you think about that. Why would you tell them that? Because you care about them. Because you want to be a help to them. And there are times where maybe you can't help them. And unfortunately, there are times when we can't help them. But you know what? Our Heavenly Father is there for us. And basically, in that verse we just read, that's what he's saying. Ask anything. You know, just anything. Just ask. And yes, there are times where he says the answer is no, when what we're asking for isn't the best for us. And we all understand that. But he's there for us. And he's there, and we can go to him in prayer and ask him. In the idea that that he's there for us. I've told you before a story about, I think it was Sam. Something came up and he goes, well, I don't know. Like I said before, I don't know what it was. I can't remember what it was or what there were. Something, you know, there was some event and he goes, and I said, well, why didn't you guys go to that? Or why didn't you do it? Or whatever it was. I forget what it was. But I remember his response was, I didn't ask because I knew you'd say no. But when I heard about, you know, before he told me that, I was thinking, well they probably would have liked that. You know, why didn't they do that? And then he said, well, I knew what you'd say. I knew you'd say no. And I said, well, guess what? I wouldn't have said no. He's like, you know, but why didn't he get to enjoy that? Because he didn't ask. And we probably have stories about your children or when you were a kid, in situations like that. But the thing is, there are times, I'm sure, in each and every one of our Christian lives where that could be said. There was a blessing we missed out on. There was an answer, answer to prayer, we never even asked. And the reason we missed out on that blessing is because we didn't even bother asking. We have strength through prayer to God. We can get the strength that we need. We need to go to Him. That's how we prayer is how we talk to God. And He's waiting. He wants to hear from us. He cares about us. And not only does he care about us, he has the power and the ability to work on our behalf. You know, there are those that that care deeply about you, I'm sure. And those in this room care about you. But there are things that we, you know, no matter how much we care about you, you know, we can't help you with. But there is one that can. And we can get the strength that we need through prayer to God. Philippians 4, latter part of verse 6. It says, let your request be made known unto God. We need to take them. You know, there's nothing to... this is things that we all know, we all say, but do we practice it? There are things that we maybe think are too small. He's like, well, you know what? I didn't even, you know, maybe afterwards, I didn't even think to pray about it because, you know, that's kind of small. But you know what? He still would have been there. He cares about it. There's never been a time where God said, you know what? I don't know why my children bring me these little things. What, you know, don't they know who I am? No, he wants to hear from you. So if we need, do you need strength? Ask him. Ask him. Number two, we can get strength through the promises of God. Strength through the promises of God. We lack strength when we neglect the promises that He has in His Word. This is kind of touching on what we'll be preaching on tonight. But the idea that we can have strength through the promises of His Word. Years ago, Dad passed out. I think it was for a contest or something. If you brought a visitor, I don't remember what it was, but he was the prize was a little book. It's about that big, and it's called The Promise Book. And some of you maybe you won one, maybe you have one. But the thing is, it's a good book to have. You look up different subjects, and it'll have verses listed there for whatever the subject may be. And we need to get in God's Word and find the promises that deal with what we're dealing with. We need to find those promises, find the ones that apply to our situation. When I just find it, we need to memorize them or the best we can, those verses. And then throughout the day or when we're maybe troubled by the situation, we can recall them. If we don't put them in, we can't recall them. We need to claim those promises. And you'll be surprised how much that strengthens you. How much that encourages you. Maybe when you're troubled by something and you have a verse or maybe several verses that apply to that situation. And you recall those. Maybe you memorize them or maybe you have them written down close at hand or on your phone or whatever. Wherever you can get to them real easy. And then you can bring them up and look at them. Or quote them, or whatever it may be. But you'll get strength from those promises in His Word. There are so many promises He has in His Word for us. And you know, here's the good thing. And God doesn't break His promises. God doesn't break His promises. He cares about us. And we can get strength through the promises of God. Do you need strength? Trust Him. Trust His promises. Find those promises that fit your situation. That are I'm not saying take and twist them to fit your situation. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying the ones that are dealing with what you're dealing with. And trust those promises. And you'll get strength through that. You get strength through praying. Strength through the promises. Then we see strength through performance for God. Strength through performance for God. As we see in our text verse, very familiar verse. Verse 13 says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. If you memorize very many verses at all, that's probably one that you have down. And you know what? But it's small and easy to memorize. And you know what? It's a good one. It's a good one to have memorized. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. You'll gain strength by serving God. Serving Him by doing tasks that bring glory to God. So tasks that are blessings to other folks. You know, in 2020, it seems like, it's all about all we can do just to get through life on our own. Taking care of self and take care maybe of your family. But the thing is, we still need to look for ways to be blessings to other people. we can find strength through performance, through serving the Lord. You think, well, you know, you say, well, you know, I don't seem to have much power. And I think to myself, well, why would there not be any power there? One, because you're serving self. You're out, serving your own interests. You're, like I said, you're focused on you and focused on what you need and just making it through. And that does take quite a bit nowadays. But the thing is, that doesn't mean that we need to neglect everyone else. Look for ways to be a blessing to folks. Look for opportunities to witness to folks. What better thing could you do? What better blessing could you do, or could you be to somebody by showing them how to be saved? But not only by serving self would bring no power, but serving alone in your own power. Maybe you are doing good things. Maybe you are doing things that on the outside you're serving God, but the thing is, you're doing in your own power. You know, the thing is, the truth is, we don't have to do it in our own power. And you know what? If we do it in our own power, we're not going to be effective at all. It would be pretty much a lose-lose. One, you're going to wear yourself out because you're not going to have the power. And two, you're not going to be effective because you're trying to do it yourself. We see strength through performance for God. Do you need strength? Then serve Him. And not only that, we see strength through praise to God. Strength through praise to God. In Psalm 71, verses 14 through 16. Psalm 71, begin reading verse 14. But I will hope continually and will yet praise thee more and more. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day, for I know not the numbers thereof. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. Strength through praise to God. We see here that in those verses, after saying he would praise the Lord, in verse 14, we see in verse 16, he said, I will go in the strength of the Lord. You know, when it seems like the world's got you down, the situations and circumstances that we face, you know, do we complain and grumble? Or do we praise the Lord for what He's done and how He's helped us? I know the old flesh wants to complain and grumble. But you know what? If we praise the Lord and give Him praise, we'll get strength through it. When you start praising the Lord, when you're feeling weak and you start praising Him, you know what? It'll encourage you. Think about when you start singing I've told you before how Sam has that song of the day. And you start singing, you know what? You start singing one of the hymns or a Christian song. Was it kind of picks you up. Unless your singing is just so bad it annoys you too. You know, that could be. But then maybe just hum along or something. but you know what? If you start singing, maybe even if you have a song in your heart, it encourages you. Now you can fight it. You say, well, you know what? I'm just in a bad mood. We've all dealt with that. All of us that are married, It's like, you're just going to be in a bad mood, aren't you? And see, I didn't say who. I covered myself. That idea, sometimes if we're not careful, we'll just decide to be in a bad mood no matter what. And I'm telling on myself. But the thing is, if we turn to the Lord and we praise Him and have that song in our heart, and maybe you start singing out loud like Deanna does. You've been around here very much. You'll be walking, all of a sudden she'll just start singing. It's like somebody hit the play button. Okay. But it's an encouragement. It's an encouragement to you. Now it helps change your attitude. Gives you a positive attitude. Starts reminding you of really, you know what, you might be having a bad day, or as we said before, a bad 5 minutes. But you know what? That'll help change your attitude if you start praising Him. And it'll help lift your spirits. Now, as we know, that'll happen if that's what you're looking for. Like I said, if you're determined to be in a bad mood, well then, you know what? That's a whole nother problem. But you know what? If you need strength, then praise Him. Give Him praise. No matter what we're going through, there are still things that we can praise Him for. I know Brother Brad's son was having a brain surgery this week. And he was thankfully he went through it. Thank God he went through it fine. And the doctors, it was the surgery went well. And here his son was like 14-hour surgery. It was something crazy. And yet he was texting me and he was praising God about it. And there's other stories too of where you folks have gone through hard times and in situations, but you still were praising God for helping you through it. There's strength. You can get strength by praising Him. But the thing is, there's only one way to access that strength. It's from realizing you're a sinner. And realize there's a price for that sin. There's a cost for it. And that's eternity in hell. But realizing the fact that Jesus paid that cost on the cross. And that all you have to do is call upon Him and accept Him and accept that free gift of salvation. And you can be saved. And you can have access to that strength. You can have access by talking to Him through prayer. By praising Him. So do we need strength? Then accept Him. Accept that free gift of salvation. No, life's not always easy. And this year has been exceptionally hard. But you know what? We as Christians, we don't have to be downhearted. As the song said, are we downhearted? We can say it. We can sing, no, no, no. If we turn to Him, we have the strength that we need to get through whatever comes our way.